today's No Sweat News could win you Godsmack tickets for the Beacon Theater show that is happening in New York City.
How awesome is that?
We've got one really odd thing out of Japan, and then two very strange studies were released yesterday, and they're somewhat related, and yet very strange.
Okay.
We'll start with Japan. Boy, man, name any weird thing, and you're going to find someone eventually who's got a little kinky fetish for it. Guy in Japan, 40-year-old guy in Japan, recently got arrested for stealing three used tennis rackets from a high school locker room.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Three used tennis rackets from a high school locker
room. Back in 2017, the police just busted him. So it's kind of amazing that they kept the
kept the search going.
Kept the case alive.
Yeah.
And when he was in custody, he told the reason he stole the used tennis rackets was he enjoys the smell of the sweat that seeps into the racket handles.
Okay, you know, I know this isn't exactly murder, but please lock him up and throw away the key.
What on earth?
And never let this psychopath back into society.
He gets off on the smell of the sweat that seeps into the handles?
Right. He's just one impolite gesture away from being a serial killer. Like, that's insane.
You mean on the receiving end of so you didn't hold the door for me, or worse yet, you didn't say thank you when I held the door for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then he goes on a killing spree. I am telling you, he's into sweat off a tennis racket.
Yeah.
No.
Odd, right?
No, yeah.
Now, I think that man needs a shower.
Jeez.
And I think you probably need a shower, too.
That guy in the Arkham Asylum.
Because it's Dateline Switzerland for story number two, where researchers in Zurich have found out that men's beards have more germs in them than dog fur.
Oh, that makes sense. That's why I'm sick today.
You filthy human being, you.
Well, it has nothing to do with the eight White Castles I ate at midnight.
They took whiskers from men's beards, 18 of them, and then compared them with the fur on the back of a dog's neck, 30 dogs, and they found that the germs from the men's beards were there was a higher level of germs on your face than there were on the dogs.
Well, listen.
Even on a spot on the dog that he can't lick himself. It's the back of his neck, for God's sake. You foul, filthy heathen, you.
It's not my fault. It's you people bringing the germs onto my beard.
What are you talking
about?
That's
why I wouldn't look at it.
I don't get anywhere close to your beard.
No, but they're airborne germs, and then they stick to the beard, apparently, like Velcro. Well,
if you weren't a heathen, you might be a clean person. Why don't you take a shower? And that's where the third story is.
I like showers.
In your shower.
In my shower.
According to a new study, if we all peed in the shower, it would save 1.3 trillion gallons of water a year.
Is that true?
Yeah. Apparently, by not flushing the toilet, we would save all this. I mean, you know, if it's yellow, let it mellow is one thing. But if it's brown, you got to flush that down.
Oh, hell yes.
So supposedly, if we didn't flush the toilet as much as we did, we would save over a trillion gallons of water a year.
Yeah.
So do me a favor and start peeing on that beard, would you?
I'm not going to pee in the shower like I'm George Costanza.
I'm a proper individual. Well, apparently you need
toilets for toilets and showers for showers.
Apparently you're not using your shower to wash your beard enough because it's filthy.
It is filthy.
That's today's No Sweat News, and I'm sorry. You had White Castle last night at midnight?
Yeah,
Should we stretch your microphone into the men's room just so that you can be a little more comfortable?
It has not been a pleasant stomach morning for the Dave man. I could keep Malox open by the barrel.
Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.